This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Air alerts have been going off in Kyiv this morning, Ukraine's capital, urging residents to get to bomb shelters. Russian artillery has been pounding the outskirts of Kyiv in the past few days. Ukraine's military says it's holding the line around the capital city. One woman who made it out of Kyiv and to the U.S. is a former Miss Ukraine, Veronika Didusenko. She says evacuating was a nightmare.
It was horrible because so many children and their mothers trying to just to get to the border of Ukraine, it can take up to like 3 or 4 days driving like nonstop.
Thousands of people are believed to have died in the war in Ukraine already. The AP's Mike Russia on civilians desperate to get out of Ukraine.
The humanitarian crisis in Ukraine is growing more serious by the day.
More than 2 million Ukrainians have now crossed international borders out of Ukraine.
United Nations spokesman Stefan Dujarric.
It is critical that civilians, whether they choose to stay or to choose to leave, are protected.
Several thousand people did manage to leave the northeastern Ukrainian city of Sumy on buses Tuesday, passing through one of the humanitarian corridors Russia and Ukraine agreed to Monday. But Ukrainian officials say overnight shelling killed 21 people in the city. I'm Mike Rossio.
High oil prices are still rising following President Biden's ban on imports of Russian crude. Gas is $4.25 a gallon on average this morning here in the U.S. That's up 60 cents in a week, says the AAA. Congressional leaders reached a deal early this morning to provide billions to help Ukraine and European allies. Venezuela has freed 2 jailed Americans. It's been trying to improve relations with the U.S. as the war in Ukraine rages on. This is AP News. Guilty verdicts in the first trial of a person charged in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. The AP's Tim McGuire with this report.
Guy Reffitt is the first person convicted in a jury trial for his role in the attack on the U.S. Capitol. After the Texas man's conviction in Washington, his wife Nicole Reffitt told reporters,
"They are making a point out of Guy, and that is to intimidate the other members of the 1-6ers.
Ms. Reffitt,
and we will all fight together."
She added,
"All Americans should be wary. This fight has just begun."
Reffitt was found guilty of 5 felonies, including assaulting a police officer, bringing a handgun to a civil disturbance, and threatening his teenage children if they reported him to authorities. His 19-year-old son and a fellow conspirator testified against him. Prosecutors also presented video evidence. He faces up to 20 years in prison. Tim McGuire, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.